According to the National Center for Drug Abuse, over 165 million Americans ages 12 and up are currently abusing drugs or alcohol. Of those 165 million Americans, there is a mom, dad, sister, brother, wife, husband, son, daughter, or grandparent praying and pleading that they would stop. Addiction is a subject most people don't like to talk about and is kept behind closed doors. But the Finding Hope podcast will bring light to the subject and give families that are living in shame, guilt, hopelessness, fear, worry, and anger tools and education to find strength, peace, happiness, joy, and hope. Hello, I'm Amy LaRue, Finding Hope Coordinator for Hope is Alive Ministries and your host for this Finding Hope podcast. At Hope is Alive, our mission is to radically change the lives of drug addicts, alcoholics, and those who love them. We do this through our intentional next level sober living homes and faith-based support groups for the loved ones of addicts called Finding Hope.
Thank you guys so much for joining us today. But before we begin, I want to remind our listeners that we still have an upcoming Finding Hope retreat in Pine Knoll Shores, North Carolina, April 26th through the 28th. We have limited spots left, so be sure to register at fhretreat.com. Today, we have Ms. Darcy Stevens back on the podcast, and I'm very excited to announce that Darcy is now full-time with us on the Finding Hope side. So you'll get more opportunities to hear from her and us together on these podcasts. Welcome back, Darcy.
Thanks. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. It's been a while since you've been on. Yes. I think we talked last time you were on was around the holidays, preparing for the holidays,
correct,
right? Mm-hmm. And so we just got back from our retreat in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes.
And so we are still recovering from it. We've rested. And so we're real excited to share about that. Yeah. But first, we tell our listeners what you started last fall.
Yeah. So last fall, Amy came to me and asked me to pray about something. And I was like, well, okay. And it was about starting a Zoom call for just wives. And so I prayed about it and immediately God said yes. And so I started the wives Zoom call in October.
And how's that going?
It's going amazing. There's a good group of about 15 girls that are ladies that hop on every week. And this last Monday we had 25 wives on it. And it's just, I got really emotional after that meeting just because I know what it's like to not have that community and just seeing these women come together and be there to support each other. And they're all across the country, actually all across the world. We have two that hop on from other countries.
That's incredible. And that they have found this community that, you know, you took that step of faith and listened to God and giving hope to all these other spouses that are going through it right now. Yeah. So thank you for saying yes and for being obedient to God calling you to do that. But I want to transition now into the retreat and just recap for our listeners about the retreat we had in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And so we just got back, and like we've mentioned before on here, the theme was be still. Mm-hmm. And Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. So, you know, as we were thinking of this theme and God laid it on my heart like 7 to 9 months ago, I just think about like the hustle and bustle mm-hmm. that the society, the world we live in, like we think we have to go mm-hmm. all the time. And we do, especially as moms. Right.
Yes.
And so I actually did some research and, you know, preparing for this, and the average mom with children 18 and under spends 20 hours in the car.
Wow.
That's taking kids to and from school, sporting events, you know, band events, whatever that might be. And so we're always on the go. Mm-hmm. And I think back to COVID though, 4 years ago, mm-hmm. that was 4 years ago. That's sometimes crazy. Still feels like it was just yesterday is we were forced to be still, mm-hmm. but it felt uncomfortable.
Right.
Because we didn't know how to do that. And so, you know, just thinking through this retreat, like, what does that mean to be still, but not just be still, to be still in God's presence and to listen to him? And so I did some more research, Darcy, and the average person spends 4 hours on their phone a day, mm-hmm. which I actually think it could be more.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, yeah. what do I know? And half of that time we're on social media. Mm-hmm. So we're flooded with all these not true things, right? Social media, there's some great things out there on social media, some encouragement, but there's also that I think the enemy uses that against us a lot. And so we're constantly on our phone. If, you know, statistically, that means everyone's checking their phone every 12 minutes. And with that, though, seeing all that stuff, we start to have all these thoughts. And every day we have 60,000 thoughts a day. And 75% of those thoughts are negative thoughts. And so a lot of the times we're in those negative thoughts throughout the most of the day. If it's 75%, that think about that. How much time that is in the day. But are we taking the time to be still and rest in God's presence and in his peace? And so that's what this weekend was all about. And, you know, we prayed, and one of our prayers was that the attendees could let go of the trauma from the past, the anxiousness and the fears of the future, but to find peace in the presence with the time with God and with others. One thing, you know, we were just got out of a meeting, just recapping the retreat, and we were just talking with our other staff, just even the musicians that we had talked about this, that you can just feel the intensity as people come in on that Friday, like the weight that they are carrying. And then by Sunday, what did you notice on Sunday?
I just felt more of them were at peace. Mm-hmm. They could, there was one walked in, not smiling, thought about leaving.
Yeah, she said in the parking lot, she thought in the car, she's like, I thought about turning around and going back home.
Yeah, but Sunday, she had a genuine smile on her face. Mm-hmm. And so, and you could just see that across the room, and just almost people, the weight of what they walked in with, they were leaving it there. Mm-hmm. And you could see that they were going to walk away like not as weighed down.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what this weekend is all about, is connecting with others and learning you're not alone. We talk about that at Finding Hope all the time. And so we started Friday night. We had an incredible worship team from Church on the Move. I'm going to just shout them out. Incredible. Yeah. And you can tell they are led by the Holy Spirit the whole weekend, and you could feel it in the rooms. But we started out with keynote speaker, Allison Lang, which is Hope is Alive's co-CEO and co-founder. And she was backed by popular demand, yes, and did a phenomenal job. And so we talked to our listeners a little bit about maybe what you learned or some takeaways from her talk.
Yeah, absolutely. So her message just really spoke to me because she talked about finding the joy in the now and living in today. And I struggle with that a lot.
Yeah.
I struggle with, you know, my husband's almost a year and a half sober, but it's hard to not like wait for the other shoe to drop, or is this real, you know, because I've shared on here, he's relapsed a few times in his journey. And I constantly live in that. Well, when's it going to happen? When, you know, is it going to happen? Well, if it doesn't happen today, is it going to happen tomorrow? And that's robbing me of my joy of today, the happiness that I can have in today, living in the moment with my kids, living in the moment with my husband, and being thankful for where he is today. And you know, how far we've come even from the beginning of his journey to where we are today. And so that was my biggest takeaway, was living in the moment now and finding the joy of today instead of living in the what ifs or the why, or like, why does this keep happening? And just seeking the Lord and asking him to show me the joy that I need to see in each day.
Well, and she talked about 2 Timothy 4:2-5, which talks about proclaim the word of God and stand upon it no matter what. She challenged us to find that verse that we can proclaim when we have those thoughts, like proclaim this verse over it, speak it aloud, you know, don't just speak it in your head, but speak it aloud. I think that there's so much power when we do that. And when you're in those why moments or you're in those fear moments, speak it. have that verse. So that's what, you know, I would challenge people right now. What is that verse that you can proclaim? Like Allie was telling us during the retreat, she told us, like, get on your knees and proclaim it over your loved one, over your situation, over whatever is going on in your life right now. You know, and when you kind of talked about this, when we stop asking for why, she said, he comforts us.
Yes.
When we take our stand with that proclamation, he fights for us. Mm-hmm. When we tell our testimony, which you do beautifully, Darcy, he saves other people through us.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about that a little bit more. I kind of like, she talked about it, but then our speaker Saturday night talked about it as well. I just love how God does all that.
Yeah.
So we had a phenomenal night with Allie speaking, and I got so much incredible feedback about that. And just a great way to prepare our hearts for the weekend, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. And then throughout the whole weekend and that night, everyone got to meet in small groups.
Yes.
And so you led a group with about 5 to 6 other wives that got to just meet together throughout the weekend to share what spoke to you, what's going on. And so we did that Friday night. Mm-hmm. And then we woke up Saturday. It was very cold.
Yes, it was really cold.
It was really cold, but we didn't let that stop us. Right. And the sun was out and it did warm up throughout the day. But we started out, we were very intentional in praying through who the speakers were going to be. And then we do breakout sessions. And so these breakout sessions, we have 5 different ones. And each person gets to pick 3 that they truly need. We had one on praying. We had one on mental abuse. We had one on rewiring our brain and being still in that meditation with the Lord. But you led one.
Yes.
Which one did you lead?
I led the healing through journaling with Kim Shelton.
Okay. Yes. And tell us about it. What was the highlights?
So we're both very passionate about journaling,
yeah,
and just the importance of writing our story, mm-hmm, and getting the thoughts out of our heads on paper, even if it never goes anywhere but there. But just teaching other people the importance of journaling, that it's not, a lot of people look at it and can get overwhelmed. Oh, where do I start?
I'm one of those.
Just giving them the basic tools that they can use to just get started and hearing the voice of God. I think a lot of times people look at it and think, oh, I'm just writing down my thoughts. Mm. Well, no, the Lord will meet you there, and you may start your journaling out in anger and frustration, because sometimes that's how I start. And by the end of it, the Lord shows you the area that you need to own and what you did wrong, or, hey, I need to pray for this person in this situation. And you can just kind of see people, like I could see people thinking, oh, you can journal, you can write those things out, and, you know, telling them it's okay to go to the Lord with that, mm-hmm, not stuff it and keep it inside, but to get it out. And then I love the importance of sharing your story, mm, and just telling them just to write it. And it can start with just starting where you met the Lord. Mm-hmm. When did you come to your faith in Jesus? Writing that out, because that takes us back to where our journey with the Lord began. And just, you know, showing them, teaching them how to write that out, and just the healing that comes to that, and then how you can share it with somebody else. And when you're writing, how can it can relate to somebody else? Because we go through these things to share with other people, not just to going through it alone.
Well, and one thing, I don't know if I was leading my own breakout session. Yes. So like journaling, the thing that I always was and scared of is I don't have these fancy words. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not going to make sense and all of that. But then I have to come to realize this journaling is for me.
Yes.
Right. And that's kind of what you're saying. Like, you can start the writing, and then, I mean, before praying, asking God to speak to you and seeing how he does. That's incredible. So maybe we'll have a podcast in the near future about journaling and the importance of it. So we had some incredible breakout sessions. And then one of the favorite things that I am very passionate about is making sure intentional about self-care.
Yes.
And I think so many times people think self-care is getting your nails done, doing this and that. Self-care is investing back in yourself.
Right.
It's pouring back into that cup so that you can continue your day. You can be the best mom, be the best wife, be the best dad or brother. And so it's knowing that you need to invest back in yourself. So we are very intentional about making sure, and we don't tell people what to do because I don't know what they need. So, you know, we give them, you know, a menu of things. And one of the things we always have are chair massages.
Yes.
We had something that really spoke to a lot of people. This year we had watercoloring through worship. Mm-hmm. And I walked in on that, and I'm a type A. And she said, you type A people, you're just going to have to let it go right now. It's like, oh no. But it was like learning, like, how can we worship? And that's a form of journaling as well.
Yes.
And it was really cool. And just to see everyone and hearing their perspective on that. Mm-hmm. We had holy yoga available. We had some guys that went golfing and they connect there. We still don't know who the winner is.
Right?
They're being very secretive about that. I don't know why. But they are. And then we had some people I saw out taking hikes, went out to the pond. We had people take rest and be still. We just encouraged everyone, like, this is your time. Do what you need to do. I think some went to the botanical gardens there. So it's just gave them the chance to actually finally invest back in themselves and take time for themselves. Mm-hmm. And then we get back, we get ready, we have a nice dinner together, and we had Julie Bussler speak. Mm-hmm. And Julie, we actually had on the podcast not too long ago to kind of share her story and journey. So you can go back and hear more of her, but she was very transparent and vulnerable with us and about her depression while on the mission field as a missionary and how, you know, she talks about the mask. We talked about it on here and how we need to take that mask off.
Yes.
How important it is for our own healing. And, you know, like I said, Allie had talked about, like, when we share our testimony, he saves other people through us. Mm-hmm. And Julie even talked about that, how other people came around her, other believers, and surrounded her and just were there.
Yes.
And sometimes we have to remember that. We just need to be there, that community that we need for one another to surround. What did you take away from her?
So that was my biggest takeaway. And then in the small group that I led, a lot of them got that too. We actually got to our small group afterward and none of us took notes because we just leaned in.
Oh my.
And
yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. We just leaned in and we're just soaking up everything that she had to say. But my biggest takeaway and reminder was how important community is and to take those masks down and put yourself in a safe community so you can share what you're struggling with, what you're going through. And three of the girls, I believe, in my group, first introduction to Finding Hope was the retreat.
Wow.
And so they found how important the community is. And that was, I mean, several of them said the same thing.
Wow, that's really good. And she also, I hadn't thought of this, like, be still. She said it's more of like a command, like, be still.
Yeah.
And know I am God. Like, we've got to be still.
Yeah.
And listen to what God has to say. So she did a phenomenal job. It was amazing. And I'm so grateful that she was able to be with us to break the walls of mental health down too. Like knowing, like, I mean, I deal with anxiety and I've dealt with a little bit of depression, you know, in the past, more anxiety side. I'm sure you have too.
Absolutely.
And many of us have. And to be able to have that freedom to take that mask down and tell others, like you were saying, that me too. And we can support and love each other through that. Right. And then that night we had a bonfire, which was fun. I always love just out there. It was kind of silly because we had a debate on the marshmallows, Darcy.
You did. I missed that.
You did. Some people like them burnt, some don't. We won't get into which one's correct, but I'm not a burnt person. We'll just say that. But it was good just to stand around and talk to more people and fellowship around this, listen to worship music and just be with each other in that moment. And then Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. Sunday morning is just, like we said, you can just feel the weight lifted, but you can also feel like, oh my gosh, I'm about to go back into the real world.
Yeah.
Like we have this time and now it's like, all these things I've learned, I'm having to put into practice the next day or that even same day. Right. Mm-hmm. And so we had Pastor Casey Shirley from Church on the Move.
Yes.
She's a transformation pastor there, came and spoke. And just, again, all the speakers with their transparency and vulnerability, she got choked up just yes. standing up mm-hmm. there and sharing. And it just made us realize, like, I feel like it connected us more to her.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, she shared vulnerably about her father and the struggles with all of that and her walk with God and all of that. And she talked about how God brings order and peace among the chaos.
Yes.
And understanding who God is by being with him, mm-hmm. making sure we're intentional about being with him to hear his voice. Again, yeah. how all of these speakers came together. And what was a big takeaway for you from her?
I loved how she had us, well, she didn't have us. I just write when mm-hmm. they're speaking sometimes. And she talked about the fear and the shame. And then on the other side of the paper, I was writing the love and the joy. Mm. And it was just neat to see, like, oh, if we think about this, this is what we actually need to think about. This one down here in the shame column, we think about that, but replace it with this. And just how our thoughts are so important.
So it goes back to those 75% of our thoughts are negative.
Yes.
How we can replace it. Like you said, she talked like the fear and shame. She talked about a house.
Yes.
And how, like, there's a room, we have a fear of shame being in this house. But like you were saying, going to the love and joy sign. Again, talking about what you said with Allie, the joy, like living in the joy.
Yes.
And so, I mean, you could feel the people.
Oh, absolutely.
And then we ended with worship. And what did you notice during that worship time?
Oh, the whole room. Oh, my cry. But the whole room just like was worshiping together, and you could just feel the presence of the Lord there. And some got up to pray, some didn't, some stayed where they were at and prayed, but you knew they were being met with the Spirit right there, and they were and he was comforting them only the way he can.
And they're letting it out.
Yes.
Which is so important. And you know, we say a lot, you got to feel to heal. And they were feeling it. They were letting it out in a safe room, you could tell. And people were praying, and people were getting up and going to pray with them,
yes.
which was so cool and incredible. People had their hands raised worshiping and knew, like, the Holy Spirit is with us. Like, he is with us through all of this. Whether our loved one was sober, they're in recovery, we don't know where our loved one is. Like, we can still have that peace. Mm-hmm. And leave with this peace as we carry it out
yes.
and go back to the real world and wait a whole nother year. Or you can go to North Carolina,
yeah.
you know, wait a whole nother year before we're here together again. Yeah. And so we really challenged everyone to stay connected. And just throughout this week, so we came back on Sunday, I was already seeing leaders and other people posting and just meetings being filled up. You said you had 25. I had another leader said she had the highest number that she's had mm-hmm. in a long time. And somebody else, like, God is bringing his people. And if you're out there listening and you're still not plugged in, we want you a part of this community. Even if you weren't at the retreat or anything, you need to get plugged in to find this that we have found, that yes. people found at the retreat and beyond. We have so many meetings out there, over 50 meetings, a lot of Zoom options, mm-hmm. one for wives, afternoon, evening, one in Spanish. You need to find this and get yes. plugged in. So any other thoughts or comments from this weekend?
Like I've heard from many people, this was the best one so far. And it's just great to see new people come that have mm-hmm. never stepped into a Finding Hope. And just what God is doing is amazing.
It truly is. Mm-hmm. And so I like to end these all with a challenge, right?
Yes.
I'm all about application. What can we do now? So my challenge for you listening, if you weren't at the retreat, I just challenge you. We talked about how Allie talked about having that right, that proclamation. What is that? What is that verse that you need to speak over those fears, those whys that you might be living in? What is that? Write it down, speak it out, post it. I'm a big post-it person. Post it on your mirror, post it in your car, on your computer, wherever you need to, so that you can speak it aloud. Find your tribe.
Yes.
Who do you need to sit with? And maybe you just need to sit. Maybe that's all you need to do. Just sit. Sometimes that might feel uncomfortable, but sometimes that's all you need. Come to our meeting, get plugged in. Our meetings are free.
Yes.
We want you there. We want you to find that support and love from others. And then my last one challenge is, which room are you living in? Are you still in that fear and shame room? Or are you in that love and joy? And I would challenge you to write out all those fears or those shames you might be feeling, and then try to replace it with a love or joy. Or reach out to Darcy and I. We would love to talk to you or with you through that. So thank you guys so much for joining us this week. And we want to remind you, there's still an opportunity to get plugged into another retreat. We'll be in Pine Shoals, North Carolina, April 26th through the 28th. But be sure to register soon because we're close to being full at fhretreat.com. And you can learn more about Finding Hope at findinghope.today. We'd also love for you to give us a 5-star review, share this on social media, and subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss our next hope-filled episode. Thanks again for joining me, Amy LaRue, and Miss Darcy Stevens on this episode of Finding Hope. And remember, you are not alone. It's not your fault. There is hope.